哈利路亚，奉主圣名，我们要上一点课，因为我们讲了快三个小时的非洲的情况。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Lord Jesus, for the past 3 hours, we have been talking about the current situation in Africa.
我们的第一大部分讲完了哈。
We've already completed the first main section.
那因为这堂课是我的嘛、
Because this session is scheduled for myself.
那我们来看《使徒行传》。
So let's look at Book of Acts.
使徒行传，对不起，没有英文翻译了哈。
I regret that for the that there is no English notes for it.
我们看
people need to
read. 第二大段。
Let's look at the second section.
在使徒行传第一大段就是引言。
The first section is the introduction.
这个我会讲啊。
不是这个。I'll talk about it later.
第二大段。
Second section.
使徒行传大纲。
The second section is about the outline of the book of Acts.
我们在报道的时候已经跟你们说过，请你把它念完之后，你自己把它整理出来。
I've already mentioned that after you have read it, please organize it yourself.
这是大纲而已。
Because this is just an outline.
那我们来看第三。
The third section.
这是《使徒行传》专题研讨。
是第几页？
是第二页。
Oh, it's page two.
第三大段嘛。
It's special topics in the Book of Acts.
我这次《使徒行传》我是要跟宣道，尤其非洲宣道一起来讲，就是以这个关键点来看《使徒行传》，我不是要来解释圣经。
So this time I'm not doing.
不是以解释圣经的观点来看。
So this time, when we study the Book of Acts, we are not going to do an exegesis or a commentary on it, but rather we'll tackle it from the angle of evangelism.
所以这是宣道的这个《使徒行传》。
And so we're talking about evangelism in the Book of Acts.
那我们来看，我全部有十个，我先介绍哈，我十个主题。
I have 10 subtopics, as 10 main subtopics.
这个都是跟宣道还有跟都有关系的。
All these are related to preaching the word or evangelism.
那这次就是要来研讨这几个问题哈。
And so this time we're going to study these few topics.
那最后是使徒行传的三个很重要的人物。
Lastly, we talk about the three main characters in the Book of Acts.
就是彼得、保
罗、Paul,
还有巴拿巴。
And Barnabas.
这三个就是当然没有办法讲，那请你们自己看一下。
Maybe we don't have the opportunity to study these three characters, so read it at your own spare time.
好，那下一次我上课的时候，请你把我们的专题第二题，请你来做。
So next time when during my lesson, please look at section second topic of section 3.
使徒行传中的宣道讲道。
That is the preaching and evangelism in the Book of Acts.
这是一个讲道。
This is preaching.
但是宣道的讲道。
But it is a type of evangelistic preaching.
那在这个宣道讲道呢，分成两个部分。
It can be subdivided into two points.
一个对犹太人的宣道。
First is preaching towards the Jews.
接下来是一二三四五六，有六个。
So there are six occurrences over there.
好，那把这些分析下来呢，就是有。如果以讲道学，你去那边要讲道，对不对？用讲道学的最基本的这个架构来看的话，
If you're going to analyze it, and if you are going to talk about preaching,
就是
sermon delivery,
引言、本论还有结论。
We're going to talk about introduction, the main content, and also the conclusion.
那对外邦人讲道
，and then preaching towards the Gentiles.
在这里提出了三个
，there were three examples.
那第三个，那个保罗在亚略巴谷的宣道。那个这经节没有忘记打下去了哈，就是17:22-31。
So the in Acts 17。
好，那内容 也就是大略分析为也是引言本论结论。
And the content of those preachings can also be divided into the introduction, the main content and the conclusion.
那所以从使徒行传可以看出这个宣道的内容哈不一样的两个方向。
And so
你看看你把它分析出来哈，是完全对哪边人就讲哪边的样子。
So if you analyze these, then you realize that there are two different types because it depends on the audience.
所以我们去非洲宣道也是一样。
So likewise, when we preach in Africa,
你去了，就是现在你要去了，对不对
？For example, if you're going now,
好，那现在是对，就是这边所讲的犹太人，就是已经认识神，并且以现在来讲就是基督徒了哈。
And here talks about the Jews, those are the people who knows God. For example, the Christians.
那有一些是拜偶像的。
Some may worship idols.
或是拜那边的所谓的自然神的。
Or other gods or the nature or they worship nature.
那讲道方式也不一样。
So the content of our delivery will be different.
那我的作业是这样子。
And so this is my assignment.
你这些把它看完。
Now after you look at this, analyze that.
然后你写一篇讲道词。
Please write a sermon.
应用就是我们在上课当中的基本教义，来配合这个，看可不可以讲出一个东西来。
And so I make use of what we've studied in the basic doctrines earlier to see whether you can compose your own sermon.
这是很实际的啦。
And this is more on the practical
side. 因为我们去的话，你去就是要讲道嘛。
Because when you go, you have to deliver sermons.
那你去了就应该讲，你不是说去了再学嘛，对不对哈？应该是这样子啦。在你去了，至少要就会开始要讲了。
So if you go, then you have to start preaching.
你是义工，是要去开始工作。你不能医生，你说我不会医生啊，我你病人来，我一边医一边学，那变成医死了。
So it's just like a doctor. You can't learn while you see your patients. You have got to be able to do that. Otherwise, your patients will all die.
那这个我本来后来我没有想要做，我本来想说我讲一篇非洲讲道让你们听听看。
Originally, I want to sort of give you an example of how I deliver the content of a sermon in Africa.
因为在开拓的时候，有时候就是讲那些东西
了。It's just to demonstrate, you know, during basic evangelism, what kind of things we'll talk about.
所以这是一篇，你要选两个也好，我看这样子了。一边你写两个，一个是对犹太人的宣道，一个是对外邦的宣道。那你那个题目自己选。
每一个人都是。
对对。
每
看两个都写吧。
每一个人都写两个。
对对。
OK。Everyone will write two sermons. Once to the Gentiles and one to the Jews. For example, when you go to those Christians, you need not introduce God to them.
那用什么方法？你在一个小时把一样的教义或是五样的把它讲出来。
So you've got to see within an hour how you can deliver a particular doctrine or you know the five basic beliefs.
就是那个。你看你哦，我是想说，本来要叫你来讲，试试看。
Originally, my intention is to invite you to come and
这是我 origin， 因为这是一个自贡，就是现在我们这个课哈，我一个想法，不是说来教你五大教义。这太晚了，这个不是这班的那个目的。
I think the intention of this seminar is not to teach basic doctrines because it will be too late.
也不是来教你说怎么灵修，这已经是你已经准备好了要出去之前的，这个不一样哈。那 NYTS 才是训练那个的嘛。
Because I mean we were talking about spiritual nurture and preparations beforehand. All those should be undertaken at NYSC.
对。Point 或是全部写都可以，但是你能够就是 you are ready to speak.
Yeah. So I mean, whether you write it in longhand or whether you want to write it in outline form, it's up to you, but it must be a sermon that you are ready to deliver.
那我们今天因为时间不是因为时间了，我是准备这样子就结束了哈，就是照计划的结束。
According to what I have already prepared, we shall end here.
那在结束之前，对今天的课程有没有什么建议？
So before we end, any suggestions or comments on today's lessons? 什么时候这样来？
后天，可以吗？ 还是？
后天早上，礼拜二，后天就是礼拜二，好吗？早上礼拜二，好吗？Tuesday
morning，
可以啊，不要忘记那个还有两个功课。Don't
forget another two assignments.
一个就是什么？忘记了。Forget。Don't forget。对，还有第二个。
Those assignments are to be handed in before you leave.
Deadline 是我看星期四晚上就交，不然星期五不交的话你就跑掉了。No,
Friday, Thursday night, Thursday evening.
那今天上的课有什么问题？因为我们这个课是你。 一天一天，如果有什么，我们就一天，明天就改进了。如果到你要走之前才说这个，常常是没有用的。
So if you have any comments or any suggestions, we will discuss it every day, so that we can make the necessary improvements the next day, rather than wait for all to come at the last day.
虽然我们都是中国人，但是不要有那个。 中国人的那个君子的忍耐的那种坏习惯，那是我感觉很坏的习惯。中国人忍耐怎么样？报仇三年不完。我忍着不是说没事，有啊，等到有机会我就怎么样放炮。这个。So
do not be like a Chinese gentleman. One of the virtues of a gentleman is perseverance. For a long time, even if you hate someone so long, you just wait and wait until time to revenge.
那一般来讲的话，就是一个会到结束了，大家放炮放完就走了，对不对？
Normally speaking,
有没有用？
Under normal circumstances, for a normal seminar, you would give your suggestions at the end, and then you just disappeared, and it becomes useless.
那办的人也是听听，哦，感谢主，这记下来，下次怎么样也忘记了。
And so, so normally it might not get implemented.
所以每天都会检讨一下。So
every night we will have a short review.
如果有的话，明天早上再讲。
If you have anything to say, maybe we can talk about tomorrow.